Jake the Talent.
What the funk is going on?
I am excited to record today's podcast.
I know, I'm so excited I was interrupting you, because it's just an exciting podcast day.
It's the biggest day of our lives. Fact.
Yes, the rest of our lives begin today.
You're Jake, I'm Matt or Slim, and we're going to talk about some digital comics that came out this week.
Oh, are we? I thought we were going to talk about cooking.
No.
Oh.
We did have some great cookies this morning.
I got half of one.
Good
because
for you.
After somebody took a bite out of it.
My wife makes tremendous cookies.
Yes, they are tremendous.
This was
kudos
the biggest week in the history of digital comics, I think.
I think it was. Yes. Fact. Actually, fact. Huge, huge things happened.
So after we talk digital comics, we'll get into the golden oldies. Some oldie, moldy books that are out that we read.
And then, I read an extra moldy one.
Oh, geez. And we'll read your tweets live to close out the show.
Yes.
Do you know what the question was this week?
No, what's the question?
It was hashtag Infinite of Doom. We asked what book should get the infinite treatment next.
Ooh.
Yeah. Don't tell me what you think. Just hold on and sit on it. Sit on that idea for 1 second.
See, what you're saying is actually going along with what I'm thinking.
What did you read this week, Jake the Talent?
Well, I think I read what everybody else read this week. And
yeah?
What we should be talking about first.
What?
Avengers versus X-Men number one.
What?
Yeah, that came out this week.
No.
You were there.
You know, we talked to Brian Michael Bendis.
No way.
Did you listen to that interview?
I haven't listened to it yet.
You were on it.
Whoa, did I sound pretty?
You sounded so great.
Oh, man, thank
Avengers
God.
Versus X-Men number one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm talking about
yeah, yours, yours.
Oh, I'm leading this discussion. So we get the whole set. So last in Zero, we got a little bit of Wanda's story, a little bit of what Hope is thinking right now.
Mm-hmm.
And now we get what the actual setup is. So Nova crash lands into a building, and he says the ominous, "It's coming."
Yeah.
And then passes out. And it's a new Nova, I think. I don't know how
we don't
Nova's
know
alive.
Yet. Yeah, we don't know yet.
I want to know if Nova is alive. Like, if they're going to redo Cosmic after this, that'd be really cool to find out.
Really?
I actually love Marvel Cosmic, but that's beside the point. We're on Earth right now,
yeah,
which is not in space. So we find out that the Phoenix Force is coming, and they're like, oh, we know where it's going because it loves those mutants.
Uh-huh.
And the weird thing is that they keep playing with this whole, is Hope the Phoenix Force, even though they've seen her with the Phoenix Force at least 3 times already?
Yeah.
Like, explode in, like, a fiery phoenix?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little confused at why they're surprised every time it happens.
Yeah, it's weird. For being an X-Men fan, I'm very confused that the Phoenix is an entity, but the Phoenix Force is different. So, like, Hope can have the Phoenix show up behind her, whereas the Phoenix isn't on Earth, but now is. So, like, there's two separate Pheni. Is Pheni the plural Phoenix?
I think it's Phoenix.
Phoenixes. So, and then there's, like, the scene where the Avengers have been, they're briefing the president on this, or Congress, or the government, and they're saying how we think the Phoenix is coming to Earth, and we think it's going, and then the alarms go off. Like, oh my god, our Phoenix alarms just went off. Which I thought was adorable, because I don't understand why these alarms didn't go off when Hope manifested the Phoenix, like, 3 times already.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm confused why there's, like, two Phoenixes. So then they go to they go to Utopia and say, hey, we're going to take Hope into custody, Broseph. We got to take a look at things. And Cyclops is like, uh-uh, puppy.
He was like that, because Cyclops is, you know.
Right. So then they do battle.
And it only just begins.
I love this a whole lot more than Fear Itself.
Yeah, I do too, but that's not a very hard stretch.
Fear Itself had great art and some different stuff with...
I do love
it. I don't think I like Fear Itself because I'm not a Thor guy. It revolved around Asgard and all this stuff. And this is just X-Men, which I love, obviously, and hardcore fights. What's not to love? This is like the easiest thing to put in someone's hands and be like, oh yeah, I dig this. You know?
Yeah, I guess I can see it that way.
You don't see it that way?
I mean, yeah, I do. Can I like you, fighting. I mean, like, I have a thirst for violence that needs to be constantly.
Outside of Civil War being Captain America fights Iron Man, or having like two factions fight each other, this is like the easiest sell.
Yeah.
It's just Avengers versus X-Men. Just read it.
Yeah, I mean, if X-Men versus X-Men wasn't the selling point for you.
Oh my God, I just my heart just stopped for a second there.
That was called Schism. It happened already.
I know, that was great. Well, let's talk about the Infinite. You know?
Yeah, so in the back of this is the new digital comics revolutionary book called AVX Infinite.
Number one. And you could buy it separately for 99 cents if you want,
mm-hmm.
if you're not into the AVX. If you've read Power Play before or Valentine, you can kind of get a taste of what's in Infinite. But there's so much more, so much more. A lot of people are bummed, you know, why do I need to buy print comics on an iPad? Well, you know, it's not going to be anything different. Well, here you go, Brozov.
Now it's different.
And it's not motion comic garbage. This is like awesome transitions, the panels where Nova is flying, and then he like fades into blurriness, and then the background Phoenix is showing.
Oh my God, that's my favorite part. So and then when he's flying through space and the stars go past him.
Yeah.
Oh.
So the Infinite mini book is Nova's like running away from Phoenix, and it's his thought process to get to Earth. And it's 99 cents. Just go download it. Just go take the risk at 99 cents to see what the future of digital comics could be.
Because the future is now.
It's now. Hashtag it's now. The future is now.
Yes.
How about the panel
it's
where...
It's days of future now.
How about the panel where he goes through the building, and then the next panel is like him going through another building, but it's way closer. It's just like hard to explain how great
it's
this
really
book
cool.
is.
My favorite part is, I think my other favorite part is when the Avengers come, and like they start to come into focus. That was really cool.
Yeah.
And then when he's like trying to get up to tell them what's going on, like there's that panel where he's like trying to get up, and then like the panel next to it is like Black Widow like saying something, and then you click to the next page, and then he falls down in that same panel.
Yeah,
and it looks so good.
It's great.
And the reaction like on the next panel, like next from Black Widow, is like just amazing. It's just so cool. It's like faux motion.
I love it.
And it's not motion because motion comics suck. I accidentally watched a Marvel motion comic and it was terrible. It was a really awful experience.
Faux motion is pretty much my new favorite term that you just coined. Did you coin it? I want to give you credit for it right now.
No, here, I'm going to coin this though. FOMO.
FOMO. Okay. Maybe we can hashtag that. Let's make it a thing.
But we'd still have to spell it Foxmo.
So if some people don't like another thing, I'm trying to think of what other people need to be coerced into downloading. Like some people don't like guided view. Like, it's not the way the creator intended it. You know, I don't need my comics cut up in guided view. That's what people say sometimes.
And then they go, wah.
Well, try out the Infinite. Put your money where your mouth is and tell them that you want more Infinite by paying 99 cents for it. You jerk. You know, get anything else you read this week?
That wasn't yours?
Infinite was mine.
Okay. So mine, what else did I read? I read Chew.
Love Chew. I love Chew.
You didn't read it. Don't lie to me.
I love Chew, but I'm so behind still.
Mm-hmm. I love Chew behind too. this is the end of another story arc.
Mm-hmm.
Where this one was called Major League Chew, which every issue
Amazing.
Made me want to eat it.
Do they have like a funny cover of some guy on a baseball card?
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
It's really great. But so this one has actually been a hard one to watch or to read because I think I told you every time I reviewed it, it was really hard because Tony gets beaten a lot.
Oh, no.
And he gets tortured, and I really don't like it. But this has a very, 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 very satisfying ending.
Does he eat the person?
No. It's even more satisfying than that.
Oh, my gosh.
Like there's a very stunning revelation.
What's more satisfying than eating a person alive?
Don't
tell me. I want to read
Yeah,
it.
I don't want to
tell
you.
Me.
Yeah,
don't
it's pretty... Well, we get two revelations in this from last issue, and then into this issue we get a big, even more stunning revelation, where something to do with somebody related to him, and then something to do with him himself.
Really,
where you think that he is not going to, he's like too weak, but then you realize that something happens. Blah 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 blah. I'm not going to go into it anymore.
Okay, all right.
No spoilers. I'm trying not to spoil. But then you also see the return of a character that we thought was dead, which is another amazing moment.
Wow.
at the very end, and I'm like, holy crap, I can't believe this is happening. I love it. And it's a character that doesn't talk, but is one of the most beloved characters.
Really? I got some catching up to do. Chew. I have like 20 issues to read.
Catching up to Chew? Don't bite off more than you can chew.
I got two. I want to do an honorable mention. Okay. I'm not going to spend too much time on it because I'm a big Marvel guy lately, you know?
Yeah, you are.
Amazing Spider-Man, honorable mention.
Mm-hmm. I just finished that.
Inarguably. No, you could argue it. It's arguably the greatest superhero book on the stands right now.
Yeah, it really is. It feels so epic.
I loved everything about the last issue. Everything.
All the characters are done really well in the Avengers.
Dan Slott, you, sir, are doing a great job.
Anytime you get to have anybody punch Al Gore.
Al Gore gets punched in the face. Or does he? We're going to talk about Invincible.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about the other greatest super comic hero comic ever created.
Absolutely tremendous. You know who I love? Dinosaurus.
Yeah, Dinosaurus is becoming a really interesting... Like, for being like some kind of crazy mad scientist character, he's becoming really interesting.
He's becoming so likable. So this guy like blew up Las Vegas.
Turned it into glass.
Yeah, it was... It got so hazarded up, everything's just a sheet of glass now in Las Vegas. And he did it to... what was his reasoning? Do you remember? He did it to save... I think now that it's glass, he's turned into like some kind of solar panel area. So that now I sound like a dummy because I can't remember what the reason was.
Yeah, it was like it actually in the end has helped. Like,
yeah, he did it for the greater good.
The greater good. But
he killed millions of people, but it's for the greater good.
Right. And so that was the whole point of the last issue or the last story arc, where he's trying to decide, where Mark is trying to decide, you know, am I doing good by fighting? Or can I do something better?
Mm-hmm.
And Dinosaurus, so he hooks up with Dinosaurus because he knows that Dinosaurus is smart and trying to do the greater good, even though he's very, very misguided.
Yeah, he busts him out of prison. So, and then, you know, the virus has infected Mark. So he's in like a comatose state. And the Viltrumite boss, the guy with the mustache.
Yes.
He's doing some...
Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury, Viltrumite person. They're watching over them. Dinosaurus is doing tests on him, and there's great scenes where Dinosaurus is like watching over Mark, and he's on Mark's side totally. So he doesn't trust the Viltrumite guy, and he's always got a backup plan because he thinks this guy's going to screw him. So the Viltrumite guy has always been like on top of everybody, and now Dinosaurus is like two steps ahead of him, which is like really awesome because no one's been able to do that yet. So something is revealed where Freddie Mercury, Viltrumite guy, finds out something about Mark, and it's why he's now still alive from the virus. And some scary stuff happens.
Scary stuff. I flipped through it, and I saw scary stuff.
Scary, sad stuff.
I don't know if it's sad yet, but we'll see.
It might be sad.
It might be okay.
I don't know.
Golden, I just don't know.
Golden oldies.
I know about golden oldies.
Moldy oldies. What's an older book you read?
So let me tell you about a real, real old book I read. So this other week, for April Fool's Day, April Fool's Day, we had our Joker's April Fool's sale.
Mm-hmm.
We had a bunch of Joker books on sale. And I went and I read the Detective Comics, like 200 and something,
mm-hmm.
which was the Joker Fish story.
Really?
Yes.
I remember that from the animated series.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite episodes. So I wanted to read it and see what it was about. And there is a lot of stuff going on in that has been taken into the movies and into the video games and everything. Hmm. There's a lot of stuff with Professor Strange in there.
Oh.
Or Doctor Strange.
Doctor Hugo Strange.
Hugo Strange.
Right.
What is it? Professor Strange. Yeah, because Doctor Strange is Marvel. I don't know, whatever.
Maybe.
Hugo Strange. There's a lot of stuff with weird stuff with Hugo Strange, a lot of stuff with Rupert Thorne. My goodness, I keep burping. But the Joker fish. The Joker is the best part of this because it's such, like, Joker is so Joker in this.
Yeah.
Like, it really is, like, one of the greatest moments of, one of the greatest, like, Joker things that has ever happened.
Hmm.
Like, the way he talks. And the way that they write him in the comic, like, kind of in a meta way, like, he turns the page for you sometimes. Or he'll be like, he'll like rip through the page at one point,
really?
And to make a point about
interesting.
Something.
So they break the fourth wall a bit.
Yeah, it's really interesting how they do it.
Have to check it out.
Yeah, it's definitely worth reading. But yeah, it's a lot of stuff about, you know, it's got like a little bit about that Hugo Strange story where Hugo Strange knows his secret identity and he's trying to sell it to the highest bidder.
Oh,
because that was
in
an episode.
I remember that. Yeah. Oh god, the animated series needs to get on Netflix.
I know it needs to be on Netflix
pronto.
So bad. I was reading that and all I wanted to do was watch.
You know what I watch all the time on Netflix is that new Avengers series.
I really need to watch that again. It was really good.
The intro is amazing. It makes you want to rock out.
Yeah, it's you know what intro made me want to rock out? Superhero Squad.
I've seen like half an episode, and it was the one where the guy who was the Punisher in the recent movie did his voice in the animated series.
Really?
Yeah.
That show is so meta sometimes.
More so than The Brave and the Bold. Because that was pretty like over the top.
Yeah, campy. They both have their meta moments. There's a great moment in an episode of Superhero Squad where Captain America is talking on the phone and he's saying, "No, I do not want to do a Civil War reenactment, Mr. Brubaker."
That's funny.
It's really funny.
That's not on Netflix, is it?
Maybe. I don't know.
All right. Joker. You talked about him.
I did talk about
him.
I read
another book about the Joker.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. The Man Who Laughs.
Ooh.
By your friend, Ed Brubaker.
Yes, we're friends.
And I think your favorite artist, Doug Mankey.
Oh, he's such a good
artist.
I think it's Monkey.
He's such a good artist.
Thank you for. I couldn't say the whole thing.
A lot of people were tweeting about this during our sale.
Oh yeah.
How it's a six. It was 66 pages, 99 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like the retelling origin sort of the first appearance of the Joker. So Batman is still kind of new to Gotham. Jim Gordon is not commissioner yet, and Batman's still learning the ropes. So there's this new crazy guy out. And he's doing, it reminded me of the fish story you were telling him, because there's a character that is, you know, under watch and Gordon is protecting him. But, you know, I think he sipped a glass that made him get the Joker face, and Batman interrupts like just late. I'm almost positive that opened maybe the fish story in the animated series. So this is Joker's first appearance, and this is about the city and Batman and Gordon on the hunt for the Joker. It's very well done.
Wow.
66 pages.
Yeah. Oh, one more thing I want to talk about, speaking of animated series.
Right.
I did read, the other thing I read was the issue of Batman Adventures, Mad Love.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, which is a retelling of that entire episode.
That's
which
a
is
classic.
That is so, but it's so good. I love that. It was pretty dirty in the comic book, actually. It was like weird.
Really?
Yeah, it said Fox Kids on it, and I was like, oh, I remember Fox Kids, but then I'm like, oh.
I follow a Bruce Timm like fan Tumblr. And they post all his, because he's got like a little, I think it's called Naughty, I think he's got a book out, maybe it's called Naughty or Naughty Girls, and it's just his sexy drawings of ladies in like lingerie and stuff, because everyone's seen like his Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy, and they're like gorgeous women, and he's got this art book that's just of like sexy women. It was I didn't know it like existed until I was like, well, why is Bruce Timm drawing these naked women on Tumblr, and that's just a book that's out there. Tweets of Doom.
Oh yeah, that's right. Infinite.
We put it out there. You know, what book deserves the infinite treatment? What's your pick?
Lost Girls by Alan Moore.
Second person that said that.
Oh man, I'm not original anymore. I want
you
then.
Boy,
then I just want you.
Your boy at Klonak suggested that.
Get out.
Although he didn't hashtag it, so I'm not reading the rest of his tweet.
Oh.
Hashtag tweets. I'm sorry, hashtag Infinite of Doom. We got this guy at Slim, says Wolverine.
Shut
That's up. A good pick right there.
This is the worst pick. I hate it. Mm-mm-mm.
At soundtrack _of_life on the Twitter. Amazing Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Flying between skyscrapers, fighting bad guys in the sky.
Love it.
That'd be ideal.
I would love anything with Spider-Man, I would love.
Seconded, Ash at WBandoy. Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else. At Jorge Labrador. Infinite Immortal Iron Fist, please.
Ooh.
Are you
you hate Iron Fist.
I don't get that.
I just saw your face. You hate Iron Fist.
I just don't get it.
You know what, actually, I'd really like to see?
Iron Fist die?
No, I don't want to see. I want to see Thunderbolts Infinite. That could
it's
be
not called Thunderbolts anymore.
It is.
No.
What do you mean?
The title is called something else now.
No, it's called Thunderbolts. I just downloaded it.
It's changing to something else.
It's changing.
I think it's changing to Dark Avengers.
No.
So the title is changing. Okay, I can. Fine. At Elric Uthus, Squirrel Girl.
Yes. Anything with Squirrel Girl wins in my book.
At Adam P. Nave.
Hello, Adam P. Nave.
Fantastic Four. Hickman behind the scenes intricate plot madness. Madness was in caps.
Madness.
Dale underscore A on the Twitter.
No, that guy.
Atomic Robo.
That's his answer for everything.
No, his answer for everything is was that dude from Chew. Mason Savoy.
Oh yeah, Mason Savoy. Let's see the Mason Savoy comic.
Oh God. Cap'n underscore Perry, Black Panther.
Black Panther.
Yeah. I think he actually has a motion comic out there, believe it or not. And we have two votes to wrap up, because we're running out of time. At Gigatoridor and at Corey Abernathy, The Walking Dead.
Get out.
Yeah. I'm not going to get out, but I'll tell you The Walking Dead. That'd be a good book.
That would be a good book. I think it would be very scary to see, like, a dark panel where a zombie wanders out.
I hope they do Fear Itself. And
I just threw a pillow at him, just so you listeners out there know what happened.
We are running out of time. My headphones are destroyed. We need to wrap it up. What a show.
That was a good show.
Best ever?
It was quite possibly the most infinitely good one we've ever done.
I'll see you next week.
I hope so.
Maybe.